Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez is the Best. Today is Tuesday, September 7, 2021. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around. You might learn something new. Happy new week, everyone. You might hear some external background noise because I am recording from the safety and comfort of my balcony right now. How you guys doing? Hey, before we talk about what's going on in my life, we have a sponsor. Oh, JC, you got a sponsor. Actually, you probably heard of it. They sponsored me before, but, give a quick shout out to ImmunoBean Coffee. They sent me over a batch because I remember when I was telling you guys about it before. I didn't try it yet, right? I just told you what they were all about, what kind of ingredients and stuff they had in it. But I finally got a little sample of it, and dude, it's good. It comes in these little sachets, like 80 calories per, with all these ingredients. And the ingredients are all on there. You can just check it out. But shout out to ImmunoBean Coffee. It's got 19 healthy herbal ingredients to boost your immunity and vitality. Yeah, baby. You can get it at shopee.ph/ImmunoBean if you want to order. I'm probably going to order more TVH. But yeah, good shit. ImmunoBean, thank you for sending that over, and go shop on Shopee, okay? Anyway, what's going on with you guys? What's up with you, huh? How's your week going? We recorded Halo Halo yesterday. Let me tell you my little story yesterday. So we were, on Sunday nights, Rika and I usually record for Halo Halo show, right? So I sent her a message. Hey, are we recording tonight, meaning Sunday, or are we recording tomorrow, meaning Monday? And she didn't reply. So I figured, okay, so we're probably going to record tomorrow. But I slept late. I've been sleeping late lately. I've been sleeping late again. Last few days, I've been going to bed at 3, 4 a.m. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, man. My body clock's all out of whack. So I woke up around 11 a.m. and I woke up to a bunch of messages from Rika. And she's like, hey, wake up, friend, let's go. And I thought I already missed the chance because she got off work at 10. It was already 11:15. So I say, oh, I'm sorry, you just woke up, so what do you want to do? And she said, oh, I'll still pick you up. So she picked me up. We went to Makati and, just listened to Halo Halo to hear the rest. But that was pretty cool. I haven't seen her in a while. Last time I saw her was like a few weeks ago when I went to visit her at 1C. So that was nice. It was just really the car to the coffee shop and then coffee shop back to the car. Like, there was no hanging out anywhere else besides the car. what do I want to share with you guys? Okay, on a side note, movies that I watch. I watched some cool shit that I forgot to talk about on Hala Hala Show. Alright? So the first one that I watch is a movie called American Skin. Yeah, it's about a guy who's, it's a black guy, and his son gets killed by a police officer during a traffic stop. They pulled him over for, quote unquote, speeding, and then the son got killed. And the story is, it's kind of portrayed in a documentary style because it's shown through the lens of different cameras. I don't know how to explain it. It's not a documentary though, right? It's a movie. The story is the dad takes over the police station with some other, black guys, and they hold the cops hostage and then they try to teach him. Basta, it's like that. It's like a justice. It's not necessarily, it's not a revenge thing. I don't think it's a revenge movie. It's more of a justice thing. It got poor reviews. I don't know why. I found it enjoyable. A little implausible. Some of the shit that happened there is implausible. And some of the, there's like monologues in there that, are a little bit cheesy. But I still think there's important things to be learned from it. It's a good movie. American Skin. I forgot the name of the guy who stars in it. He's a good-looking guy, though, but I forgot his name. So I watched that. I watched the sequel to Don't Breathe 2, which was meh. I don't know, man. I really like the first Don't Breathe. You ever watch Don't Breathe? I don't know if it's on Netflix. I think it is. But if you haven't watched Don't Breathe 1, that movie's fantastic. Like, it's so thrilling.
It's so... Sorry, I'm smoking my IQOS.
It's thrilling. It's engaging. It's scary. Like, it makes you nervous. And it's like you're put inside the... You feel like you're one of the main characters in the film. I don't want to spoil it for you, really. But in the second movie, the guy in the first movie, the blind guy, is now... I don't think he's being portrayed to be a hero, but he's like the protagonist. Which is fucking weird. Because if you watch the first movie, you know that guy is evil. And it doesn't incorporate as many cool elements as the first. The first movie was really cool because... He's kind of like Daredevil, right? He's like an evil Daredevil. He uses sound and shit to his advantage because he's blind. And he's wildly strong. He's like a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL guy. And it's just, the sequel is a mess. It is not good. It's not a good movie. I would not recommend Don't Breathe 2. But American Skin. American Skin is good. I've been keeping up with What If. That's another thing I forgot to talk about on Hala Hala Show. What If, the Marvel animated series, which goes through different What If scenarios. So the first What If is Captain America become if it was Peggy Carter, right? Is that her name? Agent Carter. If it was Carter, Agent Carter, that became Captain America. That's the first one. The second one is What If Black Panther became Star-Lord. That was really good. I really like that one. There's like a really funny thing with Thanos there, which I was super unexpected. I was like, what? So there's that. The third episode is, what if the, Avengers, the original OG Avengers, I don't want to spoil it actually, but it's something about the original Avengers. Okay. And then the fourth one is about Doctor Strange. So, I don't think I really spoiled anything, huh? Yeah, there's no really spoilers in what I gave you. You just kind of have to watch this, figure out to see what happens. It's really good. And I think this is a good avenue that Marvel is taking because you can really portray what is shown in the comic books or comics in general. Because if you know, it's so hard to film live action stuff. I'm not discounting how much work goes into animation. But there's just some things that you can do in animation that is impossible with CGI and live action. Like, even if you have the best CGI, it will not look as good as it would, or as cool as it would in animation. Right? That's why anime, like live action anime, will never be as cool as regular anime. Right? I don't think there will ever be a time when there's a live action adaptation of anime that looks as good as anime. If that makes sense. So What If is a great foray for Marvel, and for people, and it's good, like it's good animation shit. Because Marvel's made animated movies before, but they are not good. I've watched a lot of them before. Like, I've watched a lot of the Avengers stuff, the Hulk stuff, the Wolverine animated movies that I've seen. They're not good. Who really excels in that, and I think I've shared that before, is DC. DC has as crappy as DC's movies have been, like the track record. Although, The Suicide Squad was very good. But think of how shitty their live action movies are. It's the opposite for their animated movies. Their animated movies are really like solid. They are really good. So yeah, shout out to Marvel's team for What If. I hope it continues the trend. Shang-Chi came out. we're gonna have to wait another month, right, for it to come out on Disney Plus. I want to see it, right? I really want to see it. I'm a Marvel fan guy, right? So, you know, you're going to watch it. I've talked about this before. If even if you hate Marvel, that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is even if the reviews are bad, you're going to watch it, right? The reviews are good, I think. I think last I checked, the Rotten Tomato score is like 80 or 90%. But if the Rotten Tomato was 20%, tell me you're not going to watch it. You're still going to watch it, right? Come on. Don't lie to yourself. All right, what else? What else did I have, man? I don't really have much planned. I got some food delivered to me today, courtesy of Sir Derek Mike and Miss Lucci, who own a food business called Bang Bang Bangus. B-A-N-G-B-A-N-G. Bangus. And it's fried bangus. They sent me their standard fried bangus, which is fucking huge, by the way. It's fucking huge. And they also sent me two other variations, smaller sizes, of a salted egg bangus and a cheese-topped bangus. Overall, it's very delicious. I'm not just saying that because I know the people behind it and they're friends of mine, and I actually enjoy the taste. Like, I would tell you, because, like, okay, so if you want an honest review, it's very good. However, I think, like, the cheese and the salted egg, it doesn't really matter if you're gonna dip it in suka. Like, because for me, I'm a vinegar guy. So for me, if you're gonna order through them, which you can, I think, online, through Grab or something, I don't really know where. Just look up their Instagram, you should find it. Get some, but just get the standard, because unless you don't like vinegar. So if you don't, if you're gonna try it just plain, but it's a little dry. I mean, dry in general, right? Fish, but fried fish is dry. You need to dip it in some sort of vinegar, or I don't know, patis if you're into that. I don't know what else you would dip in bangus, but for me, I'm a vinegar guy. So the salted egg and the cheese, you can taste it if you don't eat the vinegar, but it's still, the taste isn't super. I don't know. It's not like. It's there, but it doesn't really hit me as hard. Like, it doesn't hit as much as I would expect it to, if that makes sense. It doesn't taste bad. It tastes good, but if you dip it in vinegar, it tastes the same. That's what I'm trying to say. But the regular Bang Bang Bangus is fucking good, bro. It's good. I posted on my IG stories, and a couple people who I've never, like, I don't know in real life, in IRL, actually messaged me and said, oh, I've tried that, it's really good. So, you know, use that as a baseline, I guess. If you're craving bangus, how many of you crave bangus? Because I honestly don't really crave seafood often. The only time I crave seafood is sushi, because I don't like dealing with tinik, or the bones. But this was really good. Like, there's not that many bones at all. I just don't like, the thing I don't like about bangus is that, like, the little creamy fatty part in the middle tastes so bitter, and this is no exception. See, I'm being honest with my review, but it is good. Like, I'm thinking about franchising them one day, hopefully, you know, if I earn more money doing other things, right? BIR, I know you're listening, fuck you. I might open up, because it's a good product. So, Bang Bang Bangus, thank you. Shout out to them. Another side story, because I interviewed them on Heard on Thursdays last week. But I've known them before, because Direct Mike, they own an events company / production house as well. One of my first ever commercials, it was for Insular Life. It was like an AVP for them. So I was like the spokesman for the Insular Life. It was so weird. So the storyboard was like, you know, do you want to care for your family? Blah, 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 blah. I was speaking to the camera, speaking to an audience, like an invisible audience. It was a really, like, it's a lead role. It was like it's my first lead role in any sort of video project. Now, it wasn't a commercial that was aired online. I think it was, I don't know if it was just used for internal use, TBH. I don't think it was used for, even on their Facebook. I'm not sure. I think it might be on YouTube. It might be on YouTube. Hold on, let me look that up. So maybe you guys can see what I'm talking about. I have a copy of it somewhere. So Insular Life commercial. Let me YouTube it real quick. It was like 4 years ago. So you'd have to like go back. I'm looking on YouTube. I cannot find it, friends. Basta, it's somewhere there, man. It's one of those. I'll have to kind of, you know, for my records, know where it is as well. But yeah, shout out to them. That was a cool project. We shot it in the Insular Life office in Alabang. Actually, we started the shoot, because if you watch the video, the first part of the shoot is at a coffee shop. So since the Insular Life office is in Alabang, we started the day at BF Homes. You know how they have restaurants and coffee shops there. So that's, I remember doing that. And so we did the coffee shop scene, and then we went to the Insular Life office. So we shot in different offices. I met a bunch of people there, and then there was like a cast. Like there was a cast. There were actors for that role. For there was like a mother and an old lady and the mother's daughter, like an old man and old. So it's like an old couple. It was the typical, you know, because when you do insurance, right, you're thinking of your old people, you're thinking of your family. So they had these roles cast for people. So I met them. That was pretty neat, man. It's my first time. I was like, oh shit, there are other people here. You know, I'm the main guy, but there are other people here with me. Acting as well. What a time, man. What a life experience. That was a fantastic experience. So anyway, shout out to Bang Bang Bungus. Okay, what else? Is there anything else I want to share with you guys? There's really nothing. I mean, I recorded so that I could tell you guys about ImmunoBean. I really didn't feel like recording today because really there's nothing much. Everything on Halo Halo. I mean, if you listen to Halo Halo show, the Where You Been was fucking slim. I don't even remember what I said because I didn't do anything. I went to Landers. That's why I shared that. I went to Landers. Other than that, nah. Nah. You know. By the way, I don't know if... I forgot. Someone messaged me on my personal Instagram. I keep telling you guys, whoever listens to this podcast, if you're going to message me about anything that I talk about on here, message me on my podcast Instagram, which is the same name as this. So, Tevez of the Best. Someone asked me about being a scholar. For me, because I told the story about how I have two scholars who were actually listeners of Hala Hala Show. And I was, you know, in the future, hopefully wanting to onboard more. I forgot his name. I'm sorry, but message me again on Tevez the Best. Well, right now, I just want to let you know, up to date you. I am not onboarding new scholars yet because A, I'm still trying to look, at the, you know, the near future, what the earning potential is. And also B, there's something called gas fees. So gas fees are like parang transaction fee, diba? And right now the Ethereum gas fees, you don't have to understand this, but just here's the point I'm trying to make is that the gas fees to even move money around to buy axes is so high. It's so expensive. Grave. It's literally like three or four times more than when I first started a few months ago. So right now I am not onboarding on scholars, but in the future maybe. So I will, keep listening to the, here's the best thing. So instead of, you know, looking or waiting for me to follow up with you, because TBH, there's a lot of people who've asked me already to be a scholar. So as an incentive to you, and also maybe for me, at least it's good for me too, keep listening to this podcast because I will let you know if I'm onboarding scholars and I will let you know on this podcast. So it's a good incentive for you to listen down the line. All right. Moving on, I'm looking through Reddit. Oh shit! Front page of Reddit, man. Michael K. Williams, dead. Have you guys ever watched The Wire? I watch a little bit of The Wire, but if you Google his name, you'll probably be familiar with his face. Actor Michael K. Williams from The Wire, dead in possible overdose. Aw, man. Shit. Drugs, man. One hell of a thing, bro. Drugs are terrible. Where was I watching? Oh, okay. So there's a drug aspect I know what's the movie I talked about? The blind guy? Don't Breathe. And Don't Breathe 2, there is like a drug aspect. I won't spoil it for you, but there's like a drug aspect. But let's get on the top, you know. So first of all, rest in peace to Michael K. Williams. That's really sad. He was a good actor, like a really good actor. If you ever watch The Wire, he's really good in that. But man, drugs have taken away so many people, right? So many, lives shortened because of drugs overdosing. Heath Ledger is probably a big one that is top of mind for me. Sayang eh. But the thing with drugs is, because I've talked about is it a drug? Nicotine? I guess so. I mean, maybe it's not a drug, but it's like it's a vice? I don't know what the term is. But even quitting nicotine is fucking hard. Imagine if you get hooked on, like, meth. Like, I've never tried meth, right? I would never. Because that shit looks fucking... Just, have you seen... I don't know. I've only seen it in movies, right? When they portray a meth head or a crystal meth addict. But every movie that portrays them, they all look the same. So I'm guessing they did their research. So people who do meth actually end up looking like that. Have you seen them? They look fucking disgusting. Like, no offense to who, if you listen to me and you do meth, I'm sorry. I don't mean to call you, but it looks terrifying to be hooked on something as addictive as crystal meth. Wow. I mean, I don't know what Michael K. Williams, if they said it's a suspected overdose. So I don't want to say that he overdosed, but I'm just talking about drugs in general. It's terrible. Fortunately in life, I've never really run into people who I don't know. The only kind of drug that was around me in my life that my friends or friends of friends would do is marijuana. Right? And to me, I've already made my thoughts clear on marijuana, right? Like, it's, I mean, obviously don't do it here, right? You'll get shot. you'll go to jail, bro. The future vice president candidate, it will shoot you, right? But it's not the worst thing, but for me, that's just my opinion. But damn. Like crystal meth and all the other, I don't know, cocaine. I don't know, like cocaine. I don't know. Cocaine is super addictive, obviously, but it doesn't make you look weird. I'm not saying choose your drugs based on what it makes you look like. I'm thinking, what is the worst drug? What is the worst drug? I mean, most of them are all bad, right? But I think crystal meth is the one that. Like if someone lined me up and said, "Hey, we're forcing you to put in a drug in your system," crystal meth would be the one I would be most afraid of. I don't even know how you take in crystal meth. Do you smoke it? Do you inject it? I have no idea. Like, because I watch Breaking Bad, right? And that's what he cooks, right? The blue meth. Do they smoke that shit though? I never really kind of paid attention to that because I have no interest in it. Let's go Google that. I might as well learn something, right? Just in case we need to. No, I'm kidding. How do you ingest crystal meth? Let's see what Google says. Methamphetamine. Sorry. What is crystal meth? How is meth? Oh, here we go. How is methamphetamine used? So meth is the short name. So, okay, here, common uses of methamphetamine. Ingestion via pill form, injection, okay, see, that's the crazy shit, right? That's where you can also get HIV and shit. Snorting, or, smoking via a meth pipe. That's the one that I see in the movies, where the pipe, you heat it up and then it breaks and shit. Can cause corroded teeth and gum. So there's pills, injection, snorting, and smoking it via pipe. Wow. I did not know that there was a pill form. I mean, I would take the pill form, right? I mean, gun to my head. They're like, you have to take meth. All right, give me the pill form, bro. Smoking, though, is the most common method of abusing meth. Damn. What? Often crystal meth is smoked in a small glass pipe called a flute. It can lead to side effects of meth mouth. I think that's what it is. Meth mouth is that dry mouth and corroded teeth and gums. That's the one that they portray in TV and stuff. I did not know you could also snort it like cocaine. Like cocaine, you can snort cocaine, right? Like you've seen in the movies, right? They go, and then they go, whoa, yeah, let's go punch a wall. Snorting, I didn't know you could do that. And then pill ingestion. Methamphetamine. How do you say this? Meth. Okay, I'm just going to say meth. Meth was originally developed for medical use and administered in pill form. Users can still take meth in that way today, either with manufactured pills, homemade pills, or other means of ingesting the drug. What is the sensation of meth, though? Like, there are, in my life, right, growing up, there are drugs that were peer pressured into my life where I was like, I'm curious to try it out. So, yeah, you know, this is, you know, can I go to jail for this? No, right? Like, this is when I was young and, I don't know. Should I even be sharing this? This was in the States, by the way, right? Not here. But anyway. So, you know, I tried some stuff before, right? Different things. But I'd never tried meth. So I'm curious, what is, because when you do marijuana, right, you get this like, you know, you get this high, you're like relaxed and stuff. That's just an example. So what does meth make you do? Okay, injecting or smoking meth gives the user the biggest and quickest rush or flash. Snorting meth, meth is different from cocaine, right? Result in effects within 3 to 5 minutes. while oral ingestion brings effects within 15 minutes. Oh, so you can make a meth brownie and then enjoy it 20 minutes later. It's fucked up. Snorting, blah, 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 but rather euphoric. Okay. It does not produce an intense rush. This is snorting or oral, but rather a euphoric high, unlike smoking or injecting. Ah, okay. So if, that's why smoking is more common, because smoking or injecting the meth doesn't, it does something, it's not an intense rush. So if you take it orally or snort it, then it's more of a euphoric high. It's not intense. So smoking is more intense. Gets. Okay. So I guess the ones who smoke it, they're the hardcore ones, right? The ones with the dry mouth. They just want that fucking kick. Huh. Interesting. Well, you know, I had to find something to talk about. Oh, by the way, this podcast is sponsored by Immunobi. Could you imagine? I don't know if they're going to listen to this, but I want you to know that Immunobi is not affiliated with drugs, okay? Fuck, bro. That's crazy, though. That's crazy that Michael K. Williams died. Okay, let's see. Let's switch topics. Anything else that I could talk about on Reddit? Is there anything else? Shit, dude. I don't know. I think that might be it. That might be. I don't want to force it. And if anything comes up, I might be able to record on Friday. So yeah, that's the podcast for today. I don't even remember what I talked about. Like, what a slim episode today. But if there's anything, I keep telling you guys, because I've made entire episodes based off just one question from you guys and girls out there who listen to me. Like, if you guys have anything you want me to talk about, it doesn't even have to be about pop culture or anything that's happening right now. If you just want my opinion, or if you want to hear me, my thoughts on stuff. The one time, I will tell you though, the one time, you know, that's why controversy sells, right? The one time I had multiple of you guys message me was when we had differing opinions on the guy who got caught masturbating on cam during a work meeting. And I shared my thoughts on that. You can go back to those episodes. But long story short, I said that I don't think what he did was super wrong. It was just unfortunate that he got caught. Because in that context, he wasn't exposing himself to anyone. I mean, not intentionally. He wasn't like using his position as a white male in power to say, hey, you know, secretary lady who just got hired, you have to look at me, stroke my junk on camera. He didn't do that. He was bored during a work meeting, or he was horny during a work meeting, and he decided to, instead of listening to the minutes of the weekly, you know, the weekly review or the weekly numbers, he decided to go pull up Pornhub. And I didn't think anything was super bad with that. And so many of you messaged me saying, you know, you disagreed, but that was cool, right? It showed that we have differing opinions, but you all, and those of you who did message me did it respectfully too. And I really appreciate that. And if you're going to come at me, like that one guy, I don't know who, I talked about it in Hala Hala yesterday. That one guy who messaged me who, you know, the joke, the term there is whoosh, right? The joke whooshed over his head about the Pfizer vaccine. Like, I would love to, like, talk to that guy in person. Like he would never say that to my face. Like, that's just the fact of life, you know? And his profile is like, I don't know, it's not even, doesn't have any pictures of him. It's weird. They would never say that to your face. No one is brave enough to say that shit to your face. And it's even worse because it was a joke, right? It was obviously a joke. If you read the, I mean, you have to read a little bit between the lines, but I guess maybe they didn't have the comprehension for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else that I want to share with you? That's it. Okay. Take care of yourself. Shout out once again to Immunobean. Go get some. I recommend Immunobean because I tried it and I like it. And it's a good, I took it this morning. For example, I took it this morning. Right now it's around 8-9 in the evening. I took it this morning and I still feel good. It didn't make me feel groggy or anything. You know, sometimes there's a crash. It could be a placebo effect. Who knows, man? But for me, I've been taking it the last few days, and I've kind of been enjoying it. You know? It's no meth, right? All right, guys. Take care. And message me on the podcast Instagram, and I'll catch you all. Say it with me. Later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.